Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And thank you for tuning in to the show. Welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening, and welcome. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Guys, it's a beautiful day, right? Beautiful morning. It's going to be a beautiful day. The weather's pretty much going to be like this the entire week. And on into the weekend, Saturday is going to be about a 20% chance of rain, and Sunday as well. But I believe that gives everyone an excellent opportunity to spend your week ramping up to the weekend and being ready to do outdoor activities with your family or with your friends, because this weekend is going to be nice. I don't know about other places, the beach and all this stuff, but I believe the beaches are going to be have good weather this weekend as well if you're planning on going to the beach for the holiday. And again, guys, I'm teaching right here, right? So what I'm saying is when the holiday comes, have your partying out of the way. Just spend that holiday, enjoying yourself, taking it easy, relaxing, getting ready for your work day on Tuesday. Because I found out that from previous experience, that when you party on the holiday, that hurts the next day, right? So the next day is a work day. And you probably wouldn't believe the percentage of people that lay out of work after a holiday. We probably wouldn't believe it. I bet you it's astronomical. And that's because you party on the holiday. If you have to work the next day, then the holiday should be your relaxed day. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying. Okay? So maybe you'll make Saturday and Sunday the days that you lay it all out, have a good time, or whatever you're planning on doing. Okay? Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show page online, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, set that up so that you can follow the show however you like and get daily show notes about each show, as well as Facebook. Go into your Facebook account and type in the search box, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. Our show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing with that. Become friends of the show there. You can follow us on Twitter as well. We're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Send me a tweet. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? And again, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Weigh in on today's episode. I know you want to, right? I know all my guys out there want to call in and say something. Okay? If you saw the show topic today, you want to call in and say something. I see a couple of people up on the show, but, and that's fine. Today's episode is the Atlanta Falcons. What's really going on? Okay? And the reason I wanted to do this is because, the Falcons had a great year last year. I say it was a great year. I mean, maybe not great, but it was better than average. Okay? So this year, and we were one game from going to the Super Bowl. Okay? But this year, we have expectations of going through the season again with a great winning record on top of the division and getting to the Super Bowl. I mean, if we do that, the season will be a success. If we don't make it to the even to the championship game to see who goes to the Super Bowl, the season will not be a success. So, and that's something that's even on the Super Bowl champions from last year, the Ravens. Their expectations are high. Their fans coming in, they pumped up. We run the Super Bowl last year. I mean, they pumped up. They're expecting the same thing this year. Okay? We're the same way. We didn't win the Super Bowl last year, but we went to the championship game, and we're expecting to go back to the championship game this year. We're expecting to go to the Super Bowl this year. I mean, we got a $100 million man now in the backfield. We're supposed to have a big team. Big, I mean, feared around the league. We've supposedly put some serious pieces together. Okay? Now, we go out just, you know, this is what I don't like. And I'll put it out there. I don't like to lose. Whatever I'm doing, I don't like to lose. I don't like to lose in preseason. I don't like for the Falcons to lose in preseason. Because all that gives is a message out there saying that, hey, if, you know, if somebody gets hurt on the first squad, it's over. That's all that means. That if someone gets hurt, and it's a high possibility in football, if someone gets hurt, can't go through the whole season. That's why trainers are so important to these professional athletes and these teams, because the trainers have to keep these guys in shape, in condition, you know, pumping iron, staying hard as a rock, because they're out there just colliding with each other. So they're important to the organization. I mean, that's a great field to go into. Some young guys out there and young girls. That's a great field to go into. Is, you know, being a trainer, becoming a professional trainer, make great money, and, you know, they get to do some things. Because if someone gets hurt and they're depending on the trainer to get them back on the field as soon as possible. Okay? But when you lose like this in preseason, that means the people, you know, because your first team aren't playing a whole lot in preseason, you don't want to get anyone hurt in preseason, so you don't play them a lot. But these are second and third string guys that are out there, and probably even fourth string guys that are out there banging heads trying to win a job, trying to make the team. Or even if they don't make the team, if they have a great showing and great attitude and all this stuff, someone else will pick them up. But you got to play your best. When you lose in the preseason, the teams that you're losing to, they've got more confidence that they can beat us in the regular season when it comes down to it. Because they stomped us in the preseason. And like I said, if someone gets hurt, God forbid, on that first squad, we don't have anyone from the second and third string to come in and fill that spot. Be good at it. You know, you may lose a little bit of speed in that spot because you lost your number one man, but this guy still gets in there. He got good speed, but he runs, you know, perfect routes. He can get open. Okay? He isn't that much of a drop-off from the first guy. That's how it's supposed to be. But what we're seeing, that's not how it is. And you know, like I said, the fans, we're going to be in the game. The fans are going to be there. The games are going to be close to capacity every home game because of last year. And then this year, we supposedly have made moves that's going to make us a Super Bowl winner. So we got the pieces in place, so to speak. So let's see where we're going to go from here. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today we're talking about the Atlanta Falcons, what's really going on. Okay? So when we think about the Falcons and going to the game and having a great time at the game and having your tailgate party with your friends and drinking beer, eating hot dogs, burgers, chicken, ribs. I mean, you'll find everything out there on the tailgate, okay? And I think the next time I get the opportunity to do it, that I'm going to take a camera. I took my camera last time, but I'm going to shoot video this time. I'm going to shoot video all around our spot, okay? And show you guys how we do it, okay? But, you know, the key again, even to this, I know I'm getting off the subject of the Falcons, but I'm kind of on them. But the key is even with this and doing a tailgate with your friends is to, when you offer this or when this happens, if everyone would do their part, okay? Just do your part. It'll all come together. Y'all with me? As always, some things that happen right in there, they kind of, you know, throw things off. But we seem to tend not to forget about, you know, the drinks. The drinks are there. But the food items and stuff that go with that and utensils and stuff like that, that stuff kind of, you know, you take it for granted. But that alcohol, no, sir. Did you leave your stuff at home? No, sir. I got that. But I walked off and left the hot dog bun. Yeah. Well, I think we got plenty of, regular bread. Got a couple of loaves over there. So you can grab your hot dog, man, and throw it on one of those slices of bread. Ketchup and mustard. You own it. you're out there. From we were trying to get there at 8 o'clock so we could find us a spot, get set up and start things going, okay? So we had eight till 9, 10, 11, 12. About 12 or 12:30 you started to head towards the game. So you got 4 hours to party and eat and mingle. Y'all with me? That's what tailgating is about. And that's why you go to the game. And you know, you're going to see the Falcons as well. But when you go to the Falcons game, you know, tailgating is the thing to do. You can't go and not tailgate. I mean, I know some people do it, but you just, if you, especially if you've never done it before, do it this year. Buy your ticket, go and tailgate. Get your little group of friends, y'all buy a block of tickets, 4 or 5 tickets on the road, and tailgate. Pull in a spot, get you a spot, and set up and tailgate. You wouldn't believe the time that you have. We're going to do that again. But so the call-in number is 818-301-5834. The Atlanta Falcons, what's really going on. Now, the Falcons also want a new stadium. Okay? Seems like they figured out the funding. Okay? They're going to part of the funding is going to be a hotel tax that, you know, that's going to generate the funds, most of the funds for the new stadium. And all that is another way of taxing the consumer. So people come to town and use these hotels all the time. I mean, these hotels in Atlanta are full all the time. And it's a great revenue stream. So they'll throw a tax on the people that are coming in to spend a couple of days, whether they're vacationing or whether they're for work or whether they're coming in for fun, football game or something. You know, they got Alabama and Virginia Tech this weekend, Saturday, in the Georgia Dome. So that place is going to be, you know, Atlanta going to be crawling in the next few days with people from Alabama. That's all you're going to see. Roll Tide! That's all you're going to see. That's all you're going to hear. You know, happens at work. You know, and that's money coming into town. So part of that money, your hotel bill is going to go up a little bit because of the new stadium you're going to pay for. You come down and spend the night in the hotel, you're helping to pay for the new stadium. Okay? I mean, I wish I could get money by saying, hey, we're going to add this right here. I'm going to get that money. And I'm going to use that money to buy me a shiny new toy. And you can't do anything about it. So, you know, they got the new stadium coming. They're just trying to find a place to put it now. It looks like the spot where we tailgate, that parking lot where we tailgate, that's the next proposed site for the new stadium. Okay? So, you know, I'm sure we you know, that parking lot will move somewhere else. You'll still have, you know, it's not like they're going to kill that parking lot, put it right there, and that's it. You know, but they're going to have more parking, so you're going to be able to tailgate. And they should build these things, these parking lots with different hookups in them. You know, they should have some water out there. They should have some electricity out there. And that's where you tailgate. I mean, they charge enough to get in there and park. So, anyway, but if, you know, if the Falcons have a bad year, you know, it's going to be tough keeping everybody that we have. I mean, Gonzalez is going to be gone. This is last year. He's retiring this year. You know, he said it for sure. This is Julio last year on his contract. We just gave Matt Ryan $100 million. So in order to stay under the salary cap or whatever, you know, it's going to be tough hanging on to Julio. If Julio put up the numbers that he put up last year, or better, I mean, he's going to command some paper. That's just the way the game works. You know? But, you know, your quarterback probably is the most important one position on the team. You got to have somebody in there that can win you games, period. And they believe that Matt Ryan is our man. Oh, yeah, you got to show me. All right. Now you go to that guy from the Ravens, Flacco. They gave Flacco back that money, but Flacco won the championship last year. He got a Super Bowl ring. He brought millions and millions of dollars to the team. I mean, I know, you know, they made enough to pay him. They lost a lot of other people, and they probably won't make it back to the Super Bowl this year, but they got a Super Bowl ring. We don't. We've been there before, one time, and our guys were so damn excited. When they got down in there, they couldn't believe the year that they had. Then you get to the Super Bowl, they get so excited about being in the Super Bowl. Hey, man, now let me hear, I got a party. I didn't come to work. Wait, the Super Bowl. I came to party. So they're partying, they're missing curfews, they get locked up. The team, man. These guys win the team. Come on, man. You had the Super Bowl. And if you win, you could party like it's 1999. But you got to put on that hat to try to get your best job done in that one game. And you got to be focused that entire week and get your job done. But, you know, we didn't do that. We lost. And, you know, came home with our tail between our legs. And that's how Falcons, you know, they take us on this roller coaster, man. We was up last year. You know, we was up on one of them big hills last year at this championship game. Are we going over the top of the hill now and headed for that steep drop down? I hope not. Let's rise up, 11. Thank you guys for calling in to the show. Not calling in to the show because you called in to the show, but you didn't want to be on the show. That's fine. Keep listening. Today's show, guys, was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Join me again tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be a fan. about to.